the title that God had given me is the divine image versus the fallen image. On the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died, the Messiah was accused. He was arrested. He was beaten. He was bound. He was scourged. He was abused, and he was mocked. He was humiliated. He was degraded, and he was stripped naked, and he was nailed to the cross, and he was put on display as a blasphemer and a criminal. He was cursed, and he was judged guilty and condemned to death. Now, this happened on Friday, on the sixth day. Now, let us turn our focus on back to Genesis, which is Bereshit, the beginning. And I'm going to come out of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And then the Lord said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Now, let me read that again. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female. And now, but what mankind has done, it has reversed it, because on the sixth day, God's creation, God caused man to bear the image of him. What is the image? His image of glory, perfection, and authority. And let's talk about glory for a minute. The image of glory is a reflection of God and the manifestation of God's creation. God's character and the honor given to it and the physical manifestation of his presence. At that time, man had God's presence with him. And so I looked up the Hebrew word for glory, and it's kavod, which means importance. It means weight. It means the glory, the honor, the majesty. His presence was with mankind every day, because when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, God, in the cool of the day, God came to him and said, "Adam, where are you?" He was used to communing with God. His presence was with God at all times. So what presence are we talking about? God's glory. And we remember what Moses at the burning bush, it was a thunder and a lightning and a smoke on Mount Sinai. And it was a pillar of a cloud by day and by fire and by night. And the glory that was manifested when the tabernacle and the temple was dedicated, the glory of God was constantly there. And he had allowed man to have that presence with him at all times. And in Psalms 3:3, it says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." See, the glory of God is what lifts our head. Amen. It's the glory of God, the presence of God. And then in Psalms 24:8, it says, "Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." God's glory is mighty in battle. God's glory is the one that lifts up our head. And that's what God had given us in the beginning. And then the next thing is, and perfection. Now, what does that mean? It means that when God did all of his creation, well, on the sixth day, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, he created the sea, he created the animals, the birds, etc. But when he created man on the sixth day, he said it was very good. Everything else was good, but when he created mankind, and not just man by gender, but when he created mankind, he said it was very good. Now, what does perfection mean? That's a condition, a state, or a quality of being free, or as free as possible, and a form all flaws or defect, free from all forms of flaws and defects. When God created mankind, he didn't have defects. He didn't have flaws. So that was the glory of God that was on man until the fall that happened in the garden. And we're all familiar with the fall. Then the next thing in an authority. What is that authority? It's the power and dominion, the right to give orders, to make decision, and enforce obedience. Now, God gave dominion and authority to man. He gave it to him to have dominion over the sea, over the air, over everything. God gave him the dominion. That's the image that man was created in. We were created in that image. But on the sixth day of man's redemption, man caused God to bear his image of the fallen man. What am I saying? It says, as one who had fallen, when our Lord Jesus Christ had come to redeem mankind back in the presence of God, and he had taken on the form of being guilty, the form of being fallen, the form of one being cast out. We already know that God had already planned the plan of, to be redeemed, for us to be redeemed. So Christ had taken on the guilt. He was guilty. He was abused. And even though he was a man without sin, but he had taken on the image of a fallen man. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 5:21. It said, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, right? That we might become the righteousness of him. He knew no sin, but he was made sin. He had come to bear the image of fallen man. So God was judged as a blasphemer, because blaspheme was a sin of man. It was a sin of man. And man passed judgment on God, our Lord and Savior. As God made man in his image and glory, perfection and authority, man now made God in the image of guilt and degradation. He took on that sin for mankind. And so you say, why did he allow that? Why did God allow himself to be bruised and to be degraded? God allowed himself to bear the image of man, that man would again be allowed again to come back and bear the image of God. See, God always had a plan. He always had a plan of salvation. He always had a plan, because he knew what was going to happen in the garden. So he came. Christ was already in place, ready to bear the image and to win the mankind back to the presence of the Lord. He said, in bearing the image of man, he was able to fairly redeem mankind back in his rightful place. See, we were out of place. We didn't lose the image of God, but it was distorted and it was tainted. But God, when Christ came and took on our sin and took on the image of mankind, the fallen man, the degraded man, the guilty man, he was found guilty. And they allow Barabbas to go free. They allowed the guilty to go free, but they kept the innocent, which was our Lord and Savior, and said he was guilty. So he took on the image of a fallen man. Why? He did it for love. That God so loved the world that He gave his only begotten son. And the redemption, what does it mean to be redeemed? It means to buy back that which was lost. We were lost after what happened in the Garden of Eden. We were lost for years and centuries and decades. But God had already paid the price to redeem us back in the presence of the Lord. And that man, hallelujah, would be the image of the risen God. Now we can take on the image, put back on the image that was originally given to us in Genesis. Take on the image and likeness of God. On the third day, he himself, when he got up out of that grave, it was done. It was finished. All power was in his hand. So when he did that, that gave us the image, the glory of God via the Holy Spirit back. Well, we're back walking in the presence of God. Back, the veil was broken. Well, we can come boldly to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy in a time of need. We can call upon the name of the Lord and we shall be saved. Hallelujah. We can ask God what we will and he will do it. He said, if you would seek him, you would find him. If you would knock, the door would be open. That brought us back to that original state that we were in when God, on the sixth day, when God created man, when he created man in his image and likeness, now we have taken back on the image and likeness of God. Now we're back in our rightful place via the Holy Spirit. Now, hallelujah, when Christ had taken on the fallen man, he had taken on the image of fallen man, it brought us back into our rightful place. As long as he got up on the third day, he went down on the sixth day, but on the third day, he got back up. And that we might become the righteousness of Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, it says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sin to him. He said, but has committed to us the word reconciliation. God was reconciling us from day one back into his presence. So again, God created man on the sixth day. He created man and he created him in his image. And on the sixth day, Jesus Christ took on the image of fallen man. But he got back up. He said, I'm going to rebuild this temple in 3 days. And he got back on the third day, which brought us back to our rightful place in God. And so what is reconciliation? It's a process by which man and God are coming back together again. That's what reconciliation means. God is reconciling us back to that place where we can walk with him and talk with him and we can call upon him and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things. He said, if you would do that, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord thy God, mighty in battle, is the King of glory who watches over us. He has brought us back into our rightful place that we become the image and likeness of God again. As long as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that is the image that God created in the beginning. Because he said when he created all of his creation, hallelujah, he said when he got to man on the sixth day, he said it was very good. That was the perfection of mankind. It was very good on that day. So God always had it planned to bring mankind back into that place with him of fellowship, back into that place to reconcile with him. And we were estranged from him, but he brought us back. He restored the relationship through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Had he not shed the blood, there would be no remission of sin if the blood was not shed. But there is still power in the blood. Power to raise you up. Power in the valley. Power on the mountaintop through his blood shed that bring us back in that rightful place, that place where we take on the image and likeness of God once again, walking with God, talking with God, communing with God, understanding, hallelujah, our Creator, our Father, being right there with us, hallelujah, watching over us, keeping us. He said, I would never leave you or forsake you. I'm always with you. I plan, hallelujah, the plan that I have towards you are good and not evil, and to bring you to an expected end. God does not have evil plans towards us. But he said in Jeremiah, he said, but I come to uproot, to tear down and destroy things were planted in you that I didn't plant. He said, I come, hallelujah, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came right back that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So this is what the image, what God showed me about the image. The image of God we had in the beginning. But God bared the image of man so that we can come back to the image of him. So in closing, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. So we don't have to worry about the old things. As long as you repent, as long as your life line up with God, he said, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You become that very good state again. He said, the old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You are new in Christ Jesus. And 2 Corinthians 4:6, for it is God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. We were in a dark place with God, but he caused the light to shine in our dark places. He came to heal us. When we were in our dark places, when we took on a different image that was not the image of him, he caused his light to shine in our hearts to give us light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He caused us to walk in his light again. He shined the light on those dark places in our life. He called us back, hallelujah, to be in fellowship with him, to take on the image, a reflection of him and who he is and what he has done for us. So what is this? We're going back to the image of God. Back to the image of what he has called us to be in the beginning. Back to the image of his likeness. Back to the glory of God, that he will be glorified. Back to that place. That was the whole purpose of Christ coming, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, coming to earth to win mankind back in the presence of God, to redeem us back. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've been redeemed. Have you been redeemed on the day? Have you allowed God to shine a light in your dark places? Have you allowed God to have his way with you? Have you turned, hallelujah, and let God be your Lord and Savior? He said, for it is God who commanded the light to shine in our dark places. It's not anybody else. It's not your mother, your brother, your pastor, none of that. But it is God who causes the light to shine in our dark places. He said, therefore, now, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're coming back to that place in Genesis 21:27, where it said, God created man in his own image. In his image, God created male and female. 1 minute. Okay, back to the image of God. So first, how's God going to do that? Firstly, our glorification through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. Through the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we're going to be transformed, hallelujah, and to the newness of life. We're going to be new creatures in Christ Jesus. And he said in Romans 12:1, to offer up your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. And in closing, for sure, in Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him, back to the image of God. Amen. God bless you.